This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So, James and Tony mentioned that there was a certain degree of collaboration with Sam when it came to developing this third movie, much more so probably than in the first two films. Did you find that yourself with Mary Jane and her whole thing?
I did, because Sam, you know, now they're in a relationship, so now you have to deal with real relationship stuff. And I was happy Mary Jane finally got a gig. And, I mean, I wasn't, Sam, you know, obviously he's the one who developed the storyline and everything, but he was open to our suggestions.
Can you talk about the singing? That's really you singing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that nerve-wracking? Or
I got to pre-record it, so I just lip-sync.
Do you enjoy that part of showing you off in that way? I mean,
it was fun. It was fun to do.
Like, so what kind of thing rather makes you? I mean, I know you have a blast on Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
You also make great movies like Cats Meow.
Thanks.
You know, sort of art house films. Where do you find the balance in your career? What do you like to do the most?
Well, Sam, to me, is of a very independent, you know, spirit and mind. So to me, like, working with Sam, he's the most collaborative director I've ever worked with. So to me, it's like doing a small film obviously on a large scale, but when it comes to the scenes and the relationships, it's treated like any other movie. It's very important for all of us. But I just, you know, I don't really look at movies big and small. Like, the bigger movies take longer to make, and you have to do more press on them. You know what I mean? And usually it's a little bit more coverage, too, you know? So those are the elements. Like, do I want to spend 6 months of my life doing this film?
Now, he holds quite a before question that, of course, has been coming up, and I know you've probably been asked it a million times, but Sam did say that if neither you nor Toby became involved in the Spider-Man 4, that he would be likely not to want to do it.
Right, and I feel the same way. I would only do it with Sam and Toby. I mean, you can't do that to the fans, one. You can't do that to each other. We're a team, and we've grown up together now, and what makes this movie special is our collaboration together on it. And, yeah, I wouldn't do it without Sam or Toby either.
Has anybody approached that conversation yet?
Not really. But we never felt like it was really the end anyway, so I just think there'll probably be a slight reprieve. We'll come back.
So at one point you did say that three would be enough.
Because I do think it's enough for the. I feel like we ended a chapter with this film, definitely. I think this is, you know, this book is closed, and now we'll approach it in another way that will refresh all of us. I mean, we've always had really amazing actors who have come in and played our villains. People respect this franchise. They respect Spider-Man, and they know we want to make the best film every time that we can.
You've said before, you know, you've already said that if you were more like the comic book Mary Jane, you'd be laying around in lingerie saying,
"Well, Mary Jane's a little bit more like sexed up in the comics, you know what I mean? I mean, I do wear a padded bra in the film, but, you know, we wanted to develop Mary Jane and make her a woman that all the girls could look up to. I don't even know how to answer that question.
You made a comment about your MJ chest in an interview that I read, and I thought it was very funny.
I don't know what I said.
It says something to the effect of it's a whole new you, and then you look at the action figures, and they're very
classy. Oh, yeah, the action figures, yeah. And apparently somebody mentioned the video game being pretty misogynistic. I haven't checked it out, though.
Do you want Mary Jane to be more of a party girl, though? If you do come back around to another film, do you want to just cut loose and be wild a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see where it goes. I don't know. I haven't thought about. All I'm thinking about is this movie right now. And that's not up to me, you know.
Are there any thematic aspects of this movie that you could identify with in any way? Whether it's the relationship side of it or the whole comment on celebrity culture, or those things sort of easy for you to relate to?
I mean, so many things. So many things. I mean, this movie is so, you know, good and evil. Religion plays a big part in comics to me, Spider-Man, and even our visuals. Like, like James laying with the sun rising at the end, like a sacrificed lamb, or Toby in the second one being passed over the people in the tram, like he's Jesus. I mean, it's very much good and evil, like, which I think is in a lot of religion. And also, I think it's about heroes, and Peter's like every man, you know, and he's not. When Spider-Man swings through the city, you hear melancholic music. You know, he's always tortured with his responsibility, and he's trying to grow up and be a man with these, like, powers. And then you have, you know, I can compare it to, like, Superman, who just, when he flies through the air, it's like happy music, you know what I mean? But Spider-Man's always been tortured with his work and tortured. And so that makes him a human, you know, and you don't separate the man from the mask. He's always been in sync for me when it comes to Peter.
How do you interpret where Peter and Mary Jane are at the end of the film? It seems a little ambiguous.
Which I love, because that's relationships. It's not cut and dry.
So is that how you see it then?
Yes, completely. Yeah. I love Japan. I mean, I went earlier than the cast so I could go to Kyoto and, like, visit the temples, and we went on the train and saw Mount Fuji. And I mean, that place is so visual, and they respect Spider-Man. They love Spider-Man in Tokyo. They just love comic. They're so into illustration. They're into all of the things that, you know, that. So I thought it was appropriate that we had our film, our premiere there.
What challenges do you face at this point in your career, trying to find the right role? It seems that the Marie Antoinette is great.
I don't deliberate so much. I'm very instinctual, so I don't really like. I'm not like career planning. You know what I mean?
What kind of characters are you drawn to then, and what kinds of women do you hope to play?
It's not even about the specific. For me, it's about the story and the director and who else is in the film.
So what do you sign on for then?
I'm doing a movie with Simon Pegg. He was in Shaun of the Dead, and he's coming out in Hot Fuzz. And we're doing a comedy based on this book called How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
She plays girlfriend in that
song? No, I work at the Vanity Fair, which isn't called Vanity Fair in the movie, but
is it fun for you to show off your comedic side?
Oh, I love comedy. I mean, it's a really great comedy. I mean, it's such a well written script, and I was just like, yes, even before I finished it, you know, and I've always done comedies though. I want to do something fun next.
Have you shot anything since this?
No. So I took a break. I was at school and stuff like that. I did other things.
You were at school?
Yeah, I took some art. I went to an art school.
Did you take?
Painting, drawing, drawing.
I'm curious about talking about Japan again. You went there early. Is it easy for you to be anonymous there, or did you have people coming up talking about, or trying to talk about Spider-Man?
Right. Well, it's all how you roll, you know? Like, they make you have bodyguards because you're, like, precious cargo to Sony, you know, when you're... So, sometimes I'd be like, you know, I'm just going to go shopping with my friend now, so, or we're going to go do this. And so then, you know, people don't recognize you if you're just... I mean, they recognize you just because you're the one with the blonde hair walking down the street, but that's it. But if you see a blonde girl and then you see two big men walking by her, it's like, who's that? And then you recognize. So it's always how you go about it. So on these press tours, I try to escape the bodyguards. I'm like, it's okay, you guys can chill, I'll be fine.
Mary Jane is in distress again in this movie. Did you like that she actually does something, like where she drops that block to, you know, shows that strength?
Yeah. It's like, Sam, give me something. That was the one thing I said to Sam. I'm like, so he gave me a cinder block. And it was so funny because the cinder block weighed less than all of these things. It was like holding air. It was like foam. So I had to like pretend to pick it up and shake with it and drop it. And it was really like this little flimsy like this. So that was really funny for me. I was like, oh, God.
Are you surprised at the state of your career? I mean, I've been speaking to you for years, and you've made this effortless transition from child actor
not
to
effort.
Person.
Yeah, hasn't been, ever-
been effortless.
I've done a few shies of films in my day.
But everyone does, right?
Yeah, everyone does. But I always have had, like, I've always had good friends, good family, went to normal school. Like, I always have had a good base. And, you know, we all go through our crap in our teen years, and I went, you know, we all have to find ourselves, so but I'm okay, so.
You found yourself now.
I'm good.
Tell me a little bit more about How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. What the movie's about, what character you play?
I play Allison. She works at the faux Vanity Fair. I mean, it's not called Vanity Fair, the script. But it's basically, he plays a writer from London who's very controversial who comes to the Vanity Fair. And it's all about the goings-on in that whole celebrity gossip world and how he's kind of rejected as a writer. I mean, it's all in the book, but yeah.
So. And you can relate to that,
Me? Or who?
You.
Me, as a writer? And the, yeah, no, I know. When I read the script, I was just done. It's so good because it just makes fun of so many people in such a good way.
How much of yourself do you think has, incorporated its way into various roles? Is there any role that you would play if you played more within the existing that character?
Well, you know, you change as a person, but you realize what attracted you to that part when you have some distance. But when you're in it, you don't. But then I've always found, like, a few years later, like, oh, wow, that's why I did that. Because it is really a reflection of how you feel about yourself and your family, the situations you get into. And all these movies are a part of me. They're just, like, magnified parts of me, I think.
Do you want to take this painting that you're doing to any kind of professional level? Do you want to exhibit?
No. It's private for me. I spend too much time, like... I mean, you need to have passions that are private for yourself.
If you couldn't act, is there anything that you would like to do?
Well, I'm directing my first short film this summer, and I'm also starting to produce. So.
What's the short film you're directing?
It's a ghost story, and it's part of this glamour reel that they give. They're totally giving me carte blanche. I pick my letter, I write my script, I pick everyone who I want to collaborate with, and it's great.
Are you going to be acting in the movie?
Well, Michelle Williams is a friend of mine, and we did a movie together when we were younger, and so I want her to be my star. And she said she would, so but now it's all about dates and things like that.
Well, I see that as something. What's it called?
I don't know. I don't know yet what it's called.
Perfect
Plan. It is, yeah.
That's like the magazine?
Yeah, but then they premiere these short films done by, like, I know Jennifer Aniston did one, but it's also not just actresses. It's like
the series that Gwyneth did. And
exactly, it's one of those. But then you can do what you like with it, which is exciting.
And what's the story?
I'm not going to share that yet. It's a surprise.
But you're starting shooting in the summer?
In August, I shoot it.
So is that a genre that then draws you into? It's a ghost story?
Well, I've always, Roman Polanski and, Repulsion with Catherine Deneuve and, like, Rosemary's Baby. I mean, those are my favorite movies. Don't Look Now. Like, all those movies. The Night Porter is one of my favorite movies. And so, we just don't make movies like that anymore. And The Others was the closest to that kind of genre that I think. But, yeah, so I just...
You think it'll give you a taste for directing features?
Yes. I'm definitely ready one day.
Irreversible?
Yeah.
What are you producing?
Well, there are a few things, but that's too early to talk about. Yeah.
So what are the biggest challenges on this film? You as an actor versus the last two, or is it sort of just getting in that character mode of, screaming and getting that emotional,
It's not like these movies are, it's not like it's challenging in a new way. It's like every movie is its different entity, And even with these movies, because we've all changed as people so much, and I guess... It made it all like our standards are just so high for each other now that we just call each other on our stuff. And we're so honest that it's like a really close family, but we can get in fights and love each other,
The taxi cab scene must have been pretty tough.
Ugh, I hate doing that crap. I mean, basically, it's like you spend all day for one shot that's like a blink of an eye in the film. And it's weeks and weeks of this, and there's like five units going on, and Sam isn't even directing you. It's like all different people all the time, but they have to get approval. So then they run it back, and we end up reshooting it anyway because Sam needs to do it his way. So it's just... It's the most frustrating, arduous process of the whole filming, and I just hate acting to nothing. It's just not why I'm in this business, but I understand this part of this movie, and I'm still doing it. So.
And you're fabulous in those scenes.
In the action scenes?
Yeah.
Well, then, that's huge. I'd rather be good in the action scenes, because those are the hardest to pull off. Those are like, I was like, the first half of the movie, I'll be okay, and then as soon as it gets the action, I'm going to suck, but that's okay.
Well, she's been dealing with her abusive father since the first film. Mm-hmm. Do you like the fact that she got
Yeah, it's nice that now they're older, like all the things that they have to deal with in their life are coming out. And so it's nice for the people who are true fans who've seen the first and second and know the comics that they can, you know, they'll have an extra emotional connection with all of this because we all know Mary Jane's past. And then we know, I feel like Mary Jane's a strong girl, but like one little tug and she unravels completely. So it was nice to bring all of that from the first and second into this and all have so much to play with each other because Harry and his old thing, Toby and our trifecta of our friendships and loves and hates, and there's so much there, and I think it all really comes out in this movie.
What have you learned as an actor that you're going to take with you behind the camera? What are the most important
things? Well, I mean, Roman Polanski was an actor. I mean, Ron Howard, Clint Eastwood, actors. You know what you need. You know how to treat your act. You want them to be happy. You want them to, like, have what they need and then be collaborative and be a team, you know? You always get the best out of someone when they feel safe and they feel free to do whatever they want in front of your camera. And to make sure there are good people around you on set, you know? No jerks, no jerky first AD, good DP, you know? Like, all those elements.
And you've written this yourself, right?
I mean, it's based on something, but yeah.
Was the writing process much more demanding than you thought it was going to be?
No, I have it all in my head. Like, I'm a very visual person. I'm very into music. I'm very into art. So for me, I'm very into film. So for me, it's like very fast in my head.
So is it sort of an enabling change for you?
No, I mean, I don't know his process, so I don't know. Sorry.
Sorry, it's just very visual.
Right. I mean, my experience with that is with Sophia, so.
Right. Did you and Bryce hang out?
Bryce and I, sorry, I had to calculate. Like, it's too fast from question to question. I have to read. Bryce is one of my best friends. Like, she, out of everyone on the film, I'm closest with.
Last question.
Okay. Who? MJ and Gwen? That's all your fantasies. That's all your fantasies. That's, well, sorry.